劝道不解决。这些事件的关系，我将用英文来念，从第一节念到第十节。我的弟兄要从第十一节念到第九节。
Then Agrippa said to Paul, you have permission to speak for yourself. So Paul motioned with his hand and began to speak. King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusations of the Jews. And especially so because you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and authorities. Therefore I beg you to listen to me patiently. The Jews all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child, from the beginning of my life in my own country,and also in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time, and can testify, if they are willing, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I live as a Pharisee. And now it is because of my hope in what God has promised our fathers that I am on trial today. This is the promise our twelve tribes are hoping to see fulfilled as they earnestly serve God day and night. Also, it is because of this hope that the Jews are seeing me.Why should any of you consider it incredible that God raises the dead? I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to uphold the name of Jesus the Nazarene. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. The authority of the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them.
Jesus, 在这会堂，我屡次用刑强迫他们说戒律的话。又分外恼恨他们，甚至督促他们知道外邦的神迹。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。完了，我在路上讲武的时候，看见从天发光，比月头还亮，四面照着我，并与我同行的人。第十四节，我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢是难的。”我说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”第十六节，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要看你做知识做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要借你脱离百姓和外邦人的手，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向上帝，又因信我蒙赦罪和一切成圣人同得基业。亚基波王啊，我父子没有违背那从天上来的意象。愿神祝福他的话。现在我们要请江弟兄来为我们说，他要和我们分享保罗的意象。
第一卷《使徒行传》二十六章第十九节。
Whereupon King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the ordinary.
亚基波王啊，我父子没有违背那从天上来的异象。我们要有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we have your guidance.
亲爱的神，我们读了你的话语。
And now we just ask by Holy Spirit to open our understanding.
我们如今求圣灵来开解我们所能理解的。
That through the written word, we may meet the living God.
靠着这所写着的话语，叫我们能够遇见活的话语。
You reveal thyself.
主主，你向我们启示你自己。
That we may see as God sees.
使我们能够看着神看着你的自己。
And we may see what other desires are.
也能够看见主你所愿意我们所看见的。
And enable us to be obedient to the Lord.
也使我们能够顺服于天上来的意象。
To commit this time into thy hands.
我们将这段的时间交托在你的手里。
And trust thy Holy Spirit.
并且我们也靠着圣灵来工作。
我们靠着我们
奉主耶稣基督的名。
The apostle Peter said, "The end of all things has drawn nigh."
使徒彼得说，一切的事情都要，终极的事都要都已经相当靠近了。
We are living in the end stage.
我们是活在末世的时日。
And these are very important days.
而这时候的日子是很重要的。
These are the days that we need to have the vision.
在这一些的日子的时候，我们必须要有意向。
And these are the days that we must be obedient to the heavenly vision.
而在这一个日子里面，我们必须要顺服从天上来的意向。
And that is the reason why we might be here together on this network of vision.
这也就是为何我们要在这里分享这样的事。
Because without vision, the people is invisible.
因为如果没有意向的话，地上的人将会完全分解。
Without vision, the people just scatter.
没有意向的话，地上的人就会分散。
And without vision, as the Bible says, the people scatter.
如果没有意向的话，就如圣经所说的，人就要灭亡。
So dear brothers and sisters,
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，We are in these end days.
我们如今正在这个末世
And we need to have the heavenly vision.
我们就必须要从天上来的意象
Because only that vision will give us the goal.
因为这个意象给我们一个目标
Only that vision will give us the strength to press on.
这个意象使我们有能力继续向前
And only that vision enables us to arrive at the end.
这个意象也是我们在最终那里能够站起来。
Now last night we considered together the vision of Peter.
昨天晚上我们看了彼得的意象。
We saw that the Father revealed the Son to Peter.
我们看见天父把他的儿子启示给彼得。
The confession of Peter does not come from us.
彼得所做的见证不是从人而来
It comes from the heavenly Father
乃是从天父而来
Because our Lord Jesus said very clearly
因为我们的主耶稣很清楚地说明
You are blessed
你是受祝福的
Because it is not something revealed to you by man
因为这一些的事不是人向你说的
But it is my heavenly Father who revealed it to you
因为天父向你启示的
So brothers and sisters
各位弟兄姐妹
We find that the vision of Peter is the foundation
我们知道说彼得的意象就是根基
What God has revealed to Peter forms the foundation of our faith
神所启示给彼得的成为我们信心的根基
By the revelation of God we do know that Jesus is the Christ the Son of the living God
靠着神的启示我们知道耶稣是基督是永生神的儿子
And then after that revelation was given
然后之后呢启示就来了
Our Lord Jesus continued to give to Peter another revelation
我们的主耶稣继续给我们的彼得有启示
And that revelation was the Lord said you are Peter
那个启示就是我们的主说你是彼得
You are a little stone
你是那个小石头
I will build my church upon this massive rock
我要将我的教会建造在这个磐石上
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it
阴府的势力不能够超越它
That massive rock is the Lord Jesus himself
这个磐石就是主耶稣基督的自己
It is the confession of Peter
也就是彼得自己所做的见证
And it is based upon the revelation of the heavenly Father
也是根据天父向他所做的启示
And then after this initial vision was given to Peter
然后这个开启示的启示就给了彼得
We find that it was continued on in Matthew chapter 17.
我们后来看见这个启示继续的在马太福音第十七章了。
Because our Lord Jesus took Peter, John, and James to the Mount of Transfiguration.
因为我们的主把彼得、约翰还有雅各带到变化山上。
And there, our Lord was transfigured.
在那里，我们的主起了变化。
His glory that burst out from them.
那他的荣耀从他的身上发表出来。
And we know that Moses and Elijah appeared.
我们也知道摩西和以利亚出现。
And they were talking about the exit, the departure of our Lord Jesus.
他们也在谈论着我们主耶稣基督怎样离开。
And this scene is the preview of the kingdom of God.
这个的景象乃是神的国的预言。
In the kingdom of God.
在神的国里面
Our Lord Jesus is the supreme monarch.
我们的主耶稣乃是那至高的王权
And we have the duty to hear him.
而我们有这样的责任来听从他
Now the reason why the Lord showed the kingdom to be
而我们的神向彼得启示这个天国的原因
It is because Peter actually received the revelation of ChristAnd the church.
那是依着彼得得着这个有关教会和基督的启示
He could not understand how could Christ be Christ and the church be church.
他不明白为什么基督是基督而这个教会怎样建造起来
He could not understand that for Jesus to be Christ, he had to go to the cross.
他也不明白耶稣成为基督为什么他要到十字架上
And our Lord Jesus said after his resurrection.
因此我们主耶稣基督在复活之后说
that Christ must suffer before he enters into glory.
在基督还没有到荣耀里面去之前他必须要受苦。
Now Peter couldn't understand it.
彼得不明白这一点。
And not only concerning Christ.
不仅仅是有关于基督
but it is also concerned with the building of the church.
这也关系到教会的建造
Because these stones cannot be built together without seeing the kingdom
因为这些的石头不能够彼此的建造如果没有看见这个国度
Unless we who believe in the Lord Jesus
除非我们相信耶稣基督
Put ourselves under the authority of Christ
把我们放在基督的权柄之下
If wePut ourselves under his absolute authority.
如果我们把自己放在他完全的权柄之下
then we will be able to build up together.
然后我们就可以彼此的建造
and we will be living in the kingdom today.
我们今天就能够在他的国度里面生活
unless we live in his kingdom today.
除非我们今天活在他的国度里面
we will not be able.To reign with him in the coming kingdom.
我们就不能够在他将来的王国里面一同作王。
So it is the kingdom that builds the church.
所以是这个国度来建造教会。
And it is the church that brings in the kingdom.
也是教会把国度带到里面。
And this is a vision that we need to have.
这个就是我们必须要抓紧的意向。
And finally, we find.The Lord revealed to Peter another vision.
最后我们也看见我们的主向彼得再次的做了启示。
And that is in Acts chapter 10.
这个就在使徒行传第十三。
Peter saw a vision.
彼得看见一个异象。
A great white sheet coming down from heaven.
从天上有一块白布下来。
And in that sheet there were wonderful.Creeping things and clouds of the earth.
在这块布里面有各种天上并且地上各种爬行的东西。
And the voice from heaven said to Peter,
天上就有话向彼得说
Rise up, kill and eat.
起来，杀了，就拿来吃。
And you remember Peter said,
你记得彼得说
Not so, Lord.
不不，我的主。
Because I have never eaten anything unclean or foul.
因为我从来没有吃过这些不清洁的食物
And the voice from heaven said
天上的话说
What God has planned, let no man consider as unclean
神所决定的人不能够单纯不决定。
And this happened three times.
而这样的事发生了三次。
And then you find the white sheep was taken back.
你去看见这块白布又重新的回到天上。
Now this white sheet represents the church.
这块的白布代表了教会。
Because you find it was hanged on four corners.
因为你看见它四个角被挂起来。
Actually, it is an inverted.
其实它是倒着的一个形象。
And there you find pictures are filled with all these unclean animals.
你就看见在这里面就充满了这种不洁净的动物。
The origin of the church is from heaven.
教会的原先是从天上来。
But it came down and touched the earth.
但是它来到地上，碰到地上。
And it includes all of us who are unclean.
然后就包括我们所有不洁净的。
Now to the Jews, the Gentiles are unclean.
对犹太人来说呢，外邦人是不洁净的。
But in the sight of God,Both the Jews and the Gentiles are all unclean.
但是在神的眼中，犹太人和外邦人都是不洁净。
And yet we are all cleansed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
然而我们却被主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净。
We were all sinners saved by grace.
我们都是罪人，被神的恩典所救。
That is what you find in the church.
这就是你在教会里面所找到的。
And the command of the Lord is.
我们的主所说的
that we should have fellowship one with another
我们必须要彼此之间有交通
Do not consider your brother or sister
不要单纯你们弟兄姐妹
who has been cleansed by the blood of our Lord Jesus as unclean
曾经被主耶稣基督的宝血所洁净的单纯是不洁净
We need to fellowship one with another
我们必须要彼此之间有交通
And that is expressing the truth of God
这就是教会生活的表彰。
So when you put these three things together,
当你把这三样事把它放在一起的时候
you find the vision of Peter is a foundational vision.
你就看见彼得的意象乃是这个根基。
Now this evening we would like to go a little further.
今天晚上我们要更进一步。
We would like to see the vision of Paul.
我们要来看保罗的意象。
Because,Paul built the church.
因为保罗建造教会。
He is a transformation.
他是帐篷的。
He will take the materials and make it into a tent.
他要把这些物质把它放在一起制成帐篷。
He is a master builder.
他乃是一个主要的建造者。
And we will see what vision was given to him.
我们就要看一看他所接受的启示是什么。
Now, brothers and sisters.
We
all know that before Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus,
我们知道保罗在大马士革路上碰见主之前
his name was Saul.
他的名字叫保罗
and he was Saul the Pharisee.
而他就是法利赛人的保罗
He was born in Tarsus.
他在大马士革出生
in Tarsus,
大树出生
and yet he was born to a Hebrew family.
而他就是在希伯来人的家庭里面生
的。He is a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他说他是希伯来人里面的希伯来人。
Now what do you mean by Hebrew of Hebrews?
希伯来人里面的希伯来人这话怎么说呢
？Now it means that these Jewish people,
也就是说这些犹太人
，even though they live in Gentile cities,
虽然他们活在外邦人的城市里面
，they still speak Hebrew language in the family.
他们还是在他们的家庭里面来说希伯来话。
And Saul was born into such a family.
扫罗就是在这样的家庭里面生长。
He said he was circumcised on the eighth day.
他说在他在第八天里面受割礼。
He was of the 12 tribe of Israel.
他乃是在以色列十二支派里面。
And he was of the tribe of Benjamin.
他乃是在在便雅悯支派里面。
And you know that when the 12 tribes were divided into two nations,
你知道那十二个支派分开来成为两个国家。
Benjamin stayed with Judah.
便雅悯是和犹大在一起。
So he was of the tribe of Benjamin.
所以他是属于便雅悯支派里
面。He was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他是希伯来人里面的希伯来人。
And he became a Pharisee.
他也成为法利赛人。
Now Pharisee at that time.
那个时候的法利赛人
was a sect of Judaism，
乃是犹大犹太教里面。
It is the strictest sect in Judaism，
乃是在犹太教里面最最严厉的。
The Pharisees not only study the Old Testament，
法利赛人不单单在读的旧约
，but they try their best to keep the commandments。
他们也同时尽量的在那里来守着这些戒律。
They kept the commandments to the minutest detail。
他们甚至是守着在那个戒律里面非常细小的事。
They kept the tradition of the father。
他们也保守着他们的父所守着的约。
You know, when God gives the word to the Jewish people。
你知道神把他的话语给了犹太人之后
they did not understand，
有些人不明白。
So rabbis were raised up among them，
所以他们的拉比就在那里向他们说。
And these rabbis began to explain the scripture to them，
拉比就把这些经文向他们解说。
Or to apply the scripture to daily life，
甚至就是把这些经文里面的事把他们用在生活上。
And through the ages，
在历代以来
more rabbis were raised up，
有更多的拉比起来。
And these rabbis began to explain the explanation of the former rabbi，
这个后来的拉比他们就尝试来解说上一代的拉比所解说的事。
And then more rabbis were raised up，
那么有更多的拉比就起来。
And they tried to explain the explanation of their former rabbi to explain the words of the rabbis before them，
他们又在重新的来解说在他们上一代的拉比所解说的事情。
And you find that from the tradition of the father，
你就看见这个就形成他们父亲的传统。
And the word of God was buried under the heavy load of tradition，
神的话语就被这沉重的传统所埋在下。
For instance，At the time of our Lord Jesus，
在我们主耶稣基督那个时候
，You know you remember on one occasion，
你记得有一个时候
，When our Lord was with his disciples crossing a field，
当我们的主和他的使徒们经过一个草滩的时候
，And the disciples were hungry，
使徒们肚子饿
，And they took the feast，
他们就自取慢食
，And they rub against it。
就在手上给搓，然后就吃。
Now immediately the Pharisees say that they have disobeyed the law。
法利赛人说他们这样做乃是不顺服神。
Because on the Sabbath they were not supposed to do any work。
因为在安息日他们就不可以做什么事。
Now according to the biblical teaching，
根据他们拉比那一派的教导
，On Sabbath if you keep the feast。It was lawful，
在安息日的时候，你自己的麦子是可以的。
It was not doing work，
这不算是做工。
But if you rub against it, that is work。
但是你放在手里面搓的话，这就是在做工。
So you find that when Paul became a Pharisee，
所以当你发现保罗成为法利赛人的时候
，He had the secret of the interpretation of the law。
他乃是在那边坚守着主所赐下的这些职务。
And many Pharisees were hypocrites，
而很多的法利赛人乃是为善的。
And they tried to appear that they were very pious before men，
他们在人的面前要表现出他们多好。
But the life behind was another thing，
但是他们背后的生活却是另一套。
But Saul was different，
扫罗却是不同。
Because he said I live a Pharisee，
因为他说我活着就是法利赛人。
He lived a true life of a Pharisee，
我乃是活着一个真正法利赛人的生活。
And he was so zealous for the tradition of the father，
他也非常热心于他父亲的传统。
When he was young，
当他年幼的时候
，Probably after he was born，
也许他在十二岁之后
，After he became the son of the Lord。
当他成为神的儿子之后
，He was sent by his father for Tarsus from Tarsus to Jerusalem。
他的父亲就差派他到大树，从大树到耶路撒冷。
And he sat at the feet of Gamaliel。
他就在哥尼流的脚下。
And the Gamaliel, you know, at that time was the greatest rabbi among the Jews。
你们知道哥林流在那个时候乃是在犹太人里面是最伟大的法利赛人。
Because Gamaliel is the grandson of Gamaliel.
加马里。
He was the grandson of Gamaliel.
他是希律的这个君子。
And Gamaliel was one of the two greatest rabbis the Judaism ever produced.
而希律是在犹太教里面最伟大的两个里面所产生的一个。
And Paul sat at the feet of Gamaliel.
而保罗就坐在这个加玛利的脚前。
And so you find that Saul, he knew the law.
所以发现扫罗是认识主的。
And he kept the law.
而他也跟着这个守着律法。
He was very zealous for the tradition of the father.
他也非常热心于他父亲的传统。
He was a very pious person.
他是一个非常热心的人。
And he was more advanced than his contemporary.
他也在他同一代的人里面更加的先进。
But at that time,
但在那个时候
，under the tradition of the father.
在他父亲的传统之下
He looked at Jesus as an imposter
他看着基督成耶稣成为是一个背叛的人
He considered Jesus as an imposter to Judaism
他认为耶稣是一个犹太里面背叛的人
So he was very enthusiastic in persecuting the followers of Jesus
所以他非常热心地在那里击破那些跟随耶稣的人。
He had never seen Jesus himself.
他自己从来没有见过耶稣。
But he persecuted the disciples of Jesus.
但是他在那里击破着耶稣的使徒。
He not only persecuted them in Jerusalem.
他不只在耶路撒冷击破他们。
In Jewish city.
在犹太的城里面。
He persecuted them even to foreign countries.
他甚至击毙他们，知道他们逃到其他地方。
He wants to destroy Christ and all his disciples.
他要毁灭基督，还有他所有的门徒。
You know very likely.
你晓得非常可能的。
If you read the book of Acts,
如果你读《使徒行传》
，You remember the story of the martyrdom of Peter.
你就知道使徒版的故事。
You know.Stephen, one of the seven who served the table in Jerusalem, in the church in Jerusalem.
你知道斯提凡乃是在耶路撒冷的教会会堂里面侍奉。
And he was full of the Holy Spirit.
他真灵充满着他。
Full of wisdom.
充满着智慧。
And you find how the synagogue of the Gentile countries, they argue with him.
你就看见在这外邦人的会场里面，他们和他争辩。
You know there are many synagogues at that time.
你知道那个时候有好多的会场。
Some are synagogues of a certain faith.
那些会场是属于某一些派别的。
If you are mechanic, then you can have a synagogue of mechanics.
如果你是机械化的你就可以属于机械化的那个会场里面。
And if you come from Cilicia, from a Gentile country,
如果你是从在西西里亚就是外邦人那里
的。And yet you live in Jerusalem.
而你在耶路撒冷里面生活。
You can have a synagogue of Cilicia people.
你就可以在西西里亚人的会堂里面。
And so you find out many synagogues at that time.
所以那个时候你看见很多不同的会堂。
Some are the synagogues of the Hebrew Jews, those who born and reared in the Promised Land.
那么有一些你看见是希伯来人犹太人他们的会堂，就是他们从那里长大的。
And others you find Hellenistic Jews who live in Jerusalem.They were born and reared in foreign countries.
那么其他的你看到一些犹太人是在外邦长大，后来回到耶路撒冷，他们在那里之后的。
So they all have their own synagogue.
所以他们都有各自不同的会场。
And you find it is the synagogue of the Hellenistic Jews.
你就看到这会场里面有单一是属于犹太人的会场。
You find that it was those Jews who were born and lived in foreign countries.
就是那些犹太人，他们是在外邦长大。
And they had their synagogue in Jerusalem.
他们自己在耶路撒冷就有自己的会堂。
They argued with people.
他们就和斯蒂凡起了争辩。
And probably Saul was one of those who argued with people.
也许保罗就是他们其中一个和使徒团体争辩的。
And they took Stephen to the council.
他们就把使徒团带到会堂那里。
To the Sanhedrin, that is the Supreme Council of Judea.
就是在犹太教里面最高的法院里面。
And accusing Stephen,
就控告他在那里亵渎神。
They blasphemed the temple.
就是他在借助那个会堂
try to change the law
说他告他说他要改变律法
and you remember in Acts chapter 7
你就可以在使徒行传第七章那里
and Stephen in the power of the Holy Spirit
使徒行在圣灵充满的时候
he presented the gospel to the people
他就把福音完全的向他的子民传开
and they couldn't oppose it
他们没有办法反对他
and they tried to kill
him 他们想要把他杀了
and you remember those who stoned Stephen to death
你记得那些用石头把斯蒂凡打死的
they lay their clothes at the feet of a young man
他们把他们所穿的就放在一个年轻人的脚前
and that young man was Saul
那个人年轻人就是扫罗
Saul was there watchingHow Stephen was going to get.
当使徒凡被石头击，被石头击死的时候，扫罗就在那里。
And Stephen said, "I saw the heaven open."
使徒凡说他看见天打开了。
I saw the Son of Man standing by the throne of God.
他说他看见神子站在神的宝座旁。
And before he died,
他还没有死去之前
he prayed that the Lord will not lay the sin.Upon these
他做了个祷告说希望神不要把这些罪归到这些人身上
Now Saul he watched all these things
扫罗就看见了这一切
And evidently being an honest person
而作为一个非常诚实的人
He must be touched in his conscience
在他的良心里面被触摸了
He saw something that was real
他看见真实的事情
And he must touch his conscience very deeply
而这个东西乃是非常深深地感动了他的良心。
But the tradition was so strong in this man.
但是在这个人里面，这个传统乃是何等的大。
He tried to suppress the conscience.
他尝试来压制他的良心。
And he tried to persecute the Christian even more jealously.
他甚至更加的热切地去托基督徒。
And the Bible says he loved the church in Jerusalem.
圣经里面说他在那里要在耶路撒冷毁掉那些教堂
He went into houses and he seized men and women
他到那些家里面抓了男的女的
and put them into prison
把他们囚禁起来
Now this was not the work of a normal moral person
而这样的工作呢不是一个普通有道德的人所做的
It shows that he was trying to suppress his conscience
这表示他乃是在那里压制着他的良知
God must have spoken to him
神第三次和他说话
But he tried to silence that inner voice
但是他要在那里尝试灭掉里面的声音
By double his persecution of the believer
就是更加强烈的来逼迫那些相信的人
Now he took documents from the people
他就从大祭司那里拿了文件
And he was going to foreign countries trying to seize upon the followers of him
他就要靠着这文件里面所写的到外邦那里去抓拿相信主耶稣的人
while he was on the road to Damascus
当他到在大马士革的路上
and while he was approaching Damascus
当他正在靠近大马士革的时候
he was at noontime
是在正午的时候
and suddenly at lightUpon him.
突然间有一个大光照在他身上
He was brighter than the noonday sun
这个光比正午的光还要强烈
And that light took him to the ground
这个光他因着这个光被扑倒在地上
And he heard a voice
他听到一个声音
Saul
Saul 扫罗扫罗
Why do you persecute
你为什么逼迫我
And he was talking to him in Hebrew language
这个声音呢是用希伯来语向他说的。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，The voice says, Saul, Saul.
这个声音说扫罗，扫罗。
Why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我
？It is hard for you to kick against the door.
你要在那里踢，乃是很难的。用教去指是很难的。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
Do you understand what it means by kick against the door?
你们知道要用脚去指是很难的，是代表什么吗
？You know, in the old days,
你知道在旧时
，they turned the field with ox.
他们用这个牛来种田。
And you find that they tie the ox to a plow, to a yoke.
他们就把这个牛把它绑在犁上面。
And the farmer will guide the yoke.
农人就用手提着犁。
Yeah, he will guide the plow.
他就农人的手呢就握着这个生田的犁。
Yeah, the ox is under the yoke.
那么这个牛是在这犁下面。
And the farmer he will guide the plow.
农人呢就用手来指挥着这个犁。
So that you will find a straight line being clear on the ground.
然后在地上呢就能够走出一条直线来。
But the ox will not listen to the master.
但是这头牛呢却不听从主人的指挥。
You know when the ox sees something by the side.
你知道牛看见旁边的东西。
And he may turn aside.
就想往旁边走。
So the farmer.
那么农人呢
？Has in his another hand a sharp instrument called the goad.
左边呢就拿着一个很尖的一个东西。
He will use the goad and cut the leg of the ox.
这个农人就用这个尖的东西来刺牛的脚。
Now of course,
来刺牛的脚。
Now of course, the farmer does not want to hurt the ox.
当然，这个农人就是想要伤害牛。
So he will cut the ox very gently.
他就非常柔和的去刺这个牛的脚。
And to remind the ox,
在那里提醒这头牛。
That he has a master,
他有一个主人。
But the ox does not understand,
但是这头牛却不明白。
So he will kick against the door.
他呢就用脚来踢这根刺。
You know when it kicks against the door, then it hurts.
那么在这脚在踢这个刺的时候，他就伤到了。
But after the ox has been hurt a few times.
那么这个牛伤了几次之后呢
？Then he learned the lesson，
他就学到了功课。
And he became obedient，
那么就学到了正直。
And follow the direction of the master，
结果他就跟着主人所要走的方向。
Now that is the background，
这个就是背景。
So the risen Lord says to Saul，
所以复活的主向保罗说
，Saul， Saul，
他说扫罗，扫罗
，Why do you persecute me？
你为什么要逼迫我？
Do you not understand?
难道你不明白
？It is hard to kick against the goat.
你要用脚来踢这根刺呢，是很困难的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，You know, God has a purpose.
你知道神有一个旨意。
God has a purpose.
你知道神有一个旨意。
God has a purpose for everyone.
神对每一个人都有旨意。
Even before the foundation of the world.
甚至是在这大地的根基被立起。
God has chosen us in Christ Jesus.
神在主耶稣基督里面拣选了我们。
And He chose us with a purpose.
他拣选我们是有一个旨意。
To fulfill His purpose.
乃是为着成全他的旨意。
But we do not understand.
然而我们却不明白。
And we do not know.
也不知道。
We think that we are free.
我们以为知道我们是自由的。
We think that we are our own master.
我们以为我们自己做主人。
We think that we have our own purpose.
以为我们有自己的旨意。
We can fulfill our own work.
我们能够自己完成工作。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们
，We do not know that we have a master.
我们并不知道我们还有一个主人。
God is our master.
神是我们的主人。
Our creator is our master.
我们的创造者是我们的主人。
And He creates us with a purpose.
他创造我们照做他的旨意
That we may do his work
使我们能够做他的工作
Not our work
不是我们的工
作 We are like an ox
我们好像牛
Under the yoke
在这个犁底下
To plow the ground for our master
来
为这主人而耕田
that he may have a harvest
使他能够得个丰收
But this is something Saul did not understand
但这些扫罗并不明白
Saul thought he was rich
扫罗以为他是自由
的 He was an old master
以为他自己做主人
And he would do what he thought was his work
他也能够去做他自己认为是他的工作
And the Lord has warned him again and again
神再一次的警告他
Especially at the martyrdom of Stephen
特别是在斯提凡
It is as if the Lord has touched him with the door.
也就好像是神用这个刺来刺他。
And that his conscience was bothered.
他的良知就受到波动。
And yet he rebelled against it.
然而他却在那里背叛。
He took against it.
他的脚就气馁。
And the Lord said to him, Saul.
神说扫罗。
It is hard to kick against it.
你要这样子来去这件事就很困难
You may do it many times
你能够很多次这么做
But eventually
然而最终
You have to yield to the will of God
你必须要顺服神的旨意
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们
Do we understand this?
我们明白这些吗
You know we often think that we are free
我们时常觉得我们是自由的
We do not know why we are created
我们也不明白我们为什么会被创造
We do not know the purpose of our life
我们不明白我们生活的目的是什么
We think that we can do anything we like
我们以为我们要做什么都可以
And that we live for ourselves
我们为自己而活
We do our work
做我们的工作
We are our own master
我们自己做主人
But according to the word of God
但是根据神的话语
This is not true
这并不是如此
Because God creates us with a purpose.
因为神创造我们为着一个旨意。
We are here on earth to do His will.
我们在地上乃是要行他的旨意。
And that God's work may be done.
使神的工作得以完成。
But we do not understand it.
然而我们并不明白这些。
And one day the Lord will reveal it to us.
有一天神要把这些事向我们显示。
Now when you look back to your life.
当你往你的往后看你生活
Probably you have gone through many trials
也许你经过了好多患难
Probably you have gone through many unfortunate things
也许你经过了许多不幸的事
Maybe many unhappy things
或者有好多很悲哀的事
Things that did not agree with your wish
那些发生的事和你自己所想象的不同
Do you ever think that probably these are the goals?
你也许会想这些也许就是事
The Lord is reminding you of something
神在那里提醒你一些事
But you rebel against
但是你在那里背叛他
You kick against
你的脚反击他
Now how long are you able to do that
你能够这样子的做多久呢
So The risen Lord said to Saul
这位复活的主向扫罗说
Saul, Saul
扫罗扫罗
Why do you persecute me
为什么你逼迫我
It is hard for you to kick against the door
你要用脚这样子来踢这个刺是很困难
For the first time 第一次 Saul met his master
扫罗遇见了他的主人
So Saul said
扫罗说
Lord
扫罗说主啊
Who are you
你是谁
I acknowledge that you are my master
我承认你是我的主人
I cannot withstand you anymore.
我再也没有办法再这样子抵挡你。
But I do not know who you are.
但是我并不知道你是谁。
And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest.
主说，我是耶稣，就是你所逼迫的。
You know, Paul actually never persecuted the Lord himself.
你知道，保罗其实并没有真正的逼迫着耶稣。
What he personally persecuted were the followers of Christ Jesus.
他所逼迫的乃是那些跟随耶稣基督的门徒。
Now Saul had every reason to argue with the risen Lord.
扫罗其实有各种的原因能够和复活的主起争辩
He can argue with the Lord said You are in heaven, I'm on earth
他可以跟主起争辩说你在天上我在地上
How could I persecute you?
我怎么能够逼迫到你
But he did not argue
但是他并没有争辩
Why? Because in that heavenly vision
为什么呢因为在这五天的意象里面
He saw something
他看见了一些东西
He saw that those who touched the followers of Jesus 看自己的心脏，
他看见凡是在那里逼迫着主耶稣门徒的，就是逼迫着耶稣自己。
So what is the heavenly vision he saw on the road to Damascus?
所以保罗自行在大马士革到大马士路上所看见的意象是什么呢？
First,
首先
he saw that Jesus is Lord.
他看见耶稣是主。
Jesus is the master.
他看见耶稣是主人。
He is the head of all things.
他乃是万物之首。
He is irresistible.
他乃是不能够抵挡的。
You have to yield to him.
你必须要顺从他。
He is supreme.
他是至高的元首。
He recognized that Jesus is Lord.
他承认看见说主耶稣是神。
That is the first thing he saw.
这是他看见的第一件事。
And the second thing he saw.
他见到第二件的事。
He saw thatThose who are followers of Jesus,
他看见凡是跟从耶稣的
they are part of the body of Christ,
乃是主耶稣基督身体里面的一部分。
You know, the head is in heaven,
你知道元首在天上，
but the body is on earth,
但是这个身体却是在地上。
And this body covers the whole earth,
这个地上的身体乃是完全掩盖了整个地
球。 Wherever there are believers,
凡是有相信的信徒
they form the body of Christ
他们形成基
督徒。弟
兄姐妹
if somebody will touch your arm
如果有人碰了你的手
now will you be so specific as to say why do you touch my arm
你会不会非常精细的说为什么你碰我的手？
You will say why do you touch me
你会说为什么你碰我？
Because when you touch any part of the body
因为当你碰到身体的任何一部分
You touch the head
你就碰到了元首。
So brothers and sisters
一起弟兄姐妹
On the road to the master
在大马士革的路上
In that heavenly vision
在天上的意象
Saw not only saw Jesus is Lord
扫罗不仅仅看见了耶稣是头。
He saw that those who are ChristOf one with Christ,
他也看见了那些和主和耶稣基督在一起的，就是和他们在一起。
Christ is the head,
基督是头。
And all those who believe the Lord Jesus is the body of Christ.
凡相信耶稣基督的，就是基督的身体。
Christ the head,
基督是头。
But he took upon himself a body,
但是在他自己有一个身体。
You know, 2000 years ago,
你知道在2000年前，
when the word became flesh,
当神的话成为肉，道成肉身的时候，
he took upon himself a body, a fleshly body,
他自己就有了一个肉身。
From the womb of Mary,
是从玛利亚的胎里面。
And in that body he lived for 33 years.
照着那个身体他活了33年。
He spoke and he taught and he worked.
教导说话和工作。
Now after he was risen from the dead,
他从死里复活之后
and ascended up to heaven,
就回到天上。
He took upon himself a lifted body upon this earth.
他就在这个地上有了一个很奇妙的身体。
And this mystic body is the church.
这个奇妙的身体就是教会。
And in this mystic body, he continues to teach and to work.
在这个奥秘的身体里面，他继续的工作，继续的教导。
And that's what you find in the beginning of the book of Acts.
这就是你在使徒行传开始那里所看见的。
You know, Luke wrote two books in the New Testament.
你知道路加在新约里面写了两本书。
He wrote the Gospel according to Luke.
他写了路加福音。
That tells the story of Jesus who lived in his fleshly body for 33 years.
那本福音告诉我们，耶稣在他的肉身里面在地上活了33年。
And then he wrote the Book of Acts.
然后他又写了使徒行传。
If you read the Book of Acts,
如果你念使徒行传，
you will find that what he wrote.
你发现他所写的
is what Christ has done, continue to do and to do.
乃是基督在那里所做的，继续在那里工作和教导。
Christ continues to teach and to do. 基督在那里继续教导和工作。Now he continued to teach and to do in a mystic body. 他继续的靠着这个奇妙奥妙奥秘的身体在那里做教导和工作。In the body of Christ, 对不对？在今天在基督的身体里面。In the church, 对不对？在今天的教会里面。And Saul on the road of Damascus saw the whole thing.扫罗在往大马士革路上就看见了所有的事。On the road to Damascus, 在大马士革的路上 he met a universal man. 他看见了一个宇宙人。And that universal man, the head is in heaven. 这个宇宙人的头乃是在天上。And the body fills the whole earth. 这个身体乃是掩盖了整个地。And before that universal man, 在这个宇宙人的前面 he had to fall down. 他必须Of that universal man is invisible. 因为这个宇宙人乃是不能够被看见。It is invisible. 他乃是不能用眼见的。This is what the Lord said. This is 主所说。I will build my church upon this rock. 我要在这磐石上建立我的教会。And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. 阴府的势力没有办法超越过他。This is what Saul saw on the road to the mountain.这一句就是扫罗在大马士革的路上所看见的。But dear brothers and sisters, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹 ，The heavenly vision does not end on the road. 这个属天的意象并不在大马士革的路上完结。We find that this vision continues on into the city of the man. 我们看见这个意象呢，就继续到大马士革的城市里面。So after he said, "Lord, who are you?"扫罗在说主啊你是谁之后 The second question he asked 他问了第二个问题 Was what should I do Lord 主啊你要我做什么 You know before he met the Lord 他还没有遇见主之前 He was his own master 他自己做主人 He knew what he wanted to do 他知道他自己要做什么 He also direct other people to do what he wanted to do 他也在那里指挥其他的人他所要做的事 But now he completely yielded himself to Jesus as Lord 而如今他完完全全自己顺服称耶稣基督为主 So he said Lord what should I do now 所以他说主啊现在我要做什么 I don't know what to do now 我现在不知道要做什么 Now tell me what should I do 告诉我要做什么 And you know what the Lord said 你知道主说什么 The Lord said rise up 主说起来 GoTo the master, 到大马士革里 and there he will be told, he will tell you what to do. 在那里，我就会告诉你要做什么。And when Paul opened his eyes, Saul opened his eyes. 当扫罗的眼睛被打开的时候 he couldn't see.他什么都看不见 He was blinded by the glory of the Lord 他被主的这个荣耀的光眼睛给瞎了 So people had to lead him to the master 所以那些人必须要把他牵着走进大马士革 And he lived on the street called Street 那么他就在一条街里面生活 And in the house of Judah 就在犹大的家里面 And for 3 days三天的时间 He didn't eat He didn't drink 他没有吃也没有喝 He was there fasting and praying 他在那里禁食祷告 And while he was fasting and praying 当他禁食祷告的时候 The Lord revealed to another man in the city of Damascus 主就启示了在大马士革里面有另外一个人 His name was Ananias 那个人的名叫亚纳尼亚 You know Ananias appeared In the Bible, just once. 你知道亚纳尼亚这个人的名在圣经里面出现了一次。Before this, we do not hear his name. 之前我们并没有听到这个人的名。And after this, we do not hear him anymore. 那这个之后我们也没有再听见这个人的名。Now, Ananias was a disciple of the Lord.亚纳尼亚乃是耶稣基督在大马士革的使徒的门徒 He was almost unknown 他根本没有什么人认识他 You know Saul was well known
你知道扫罗有很多人认识他。
He was well known as the persecutor.
很多人都认识他是那逼迫者。
But Ananias was an unknown person.
可是亚纳尼亚在好多人来说都不认识他。
He was just a little disciple, in the city of Damascus.
他不过是大马士革里面城市里面的一个小门徒。
But he had a very close relationship with the Lord.
但是他和神之间有很亲密的关系。
So the Lord appeared to him in a vision.
所以我们的主在异象里面向他显
现 said Ananias
就说亚纳尼亚
Ananias said Lord here am I
亚纳尼亚说主啊我在这
and the Lord said
主说
go to the street or street
到这条叫基甸里
and in the house of Judah
就在犹大的家里面
you will find a man by the name of Saul of Tarsus
你就能够找到一个从大树来的保罗扫罗
and you'll go thereyou lay hands on him
你就把手按手
and open his eyes
就把他的眼睛打开
now Ananias heard about Saul
亚纳尼亚也听见过扫罗
you know Saul was very famous
你知道扫罗非常的著名
because he persecuted the disciples of Jesus in many cities
因为他在各个城镇里面都在那里去说耶稣基督的名字
and Ananias also heard that Saul was coming to Damascus to persecute the believers
亚纳尼亚也有听说扫罗目前正到这个城市里面来逼迫门徒
he came to Damascus to see the followers of Jesus
他乃是要到大马士革里面来抓拿耶稣基督的跟随者
and brought them to Jerusalem to be judged
就把他们要抓到耶路撒冷那里去审判。
And Saul was very famous.
扫罗非常闻名。
And Ananias heard about it.
亚纳尼亚有听说。
So Ananias said to the Lord,
亚纳尼亚对主说
I heard from many,
我有听闻
that this man came to see the believer.
这个人来是到这里要来抓拿所相信的。
Now how could I go to him?
我怎么能够到他那里去
If I go to him, then he would just seize me.
如果我到那里去他就把我抓起来
He will kill me
他一定把我杀了
But the Lord said
但主说
You go
你去
Because he is my chosen man
因为他是我拣选的器皿
And thank God
感谢主
Ananias knew the Lord
亚纳尼亚认识主
Even though he was a little man
既然他是一个小人物
Unknown
乃是不为人知的
And yet he knew the Lord
然而他认识主
And he was obedientTo the Lord.
他也顺服主
In spite of himself
也虽然是他自己
In spite of what he has heard about God
他也依着他自己所听到的扫罗
obey the Lord
他顺服主
He went to that house
他就到了那个家
And when he entered into the house and he saw Saul
当他进入那个家的时候他看见扫罗
He laid his hand on Saul
他就为扫罗按手
And he said
OK
Brother
扫罗弟兄
Saul
他说扫罗弟兄
The Lord who met you on the road
神在路上你所碰见的
Open your eyes
开你的眼睛
And immediately his eyes were opened
而即刻他的眼睛就被打开了
And he saw Ananias
他就看见亚纳尼亚
You know the first one SaulAfter his eyes were opened, Saul was Ananias.
你知道扫罗眼睛第一个打开所看见的人就是亚纳尼亚。
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
并且他被圣灵所充满。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
On the road to Damascus,
在大马士革的路上
Saul met the universal man.
扫罗遇见了宇宙人。
Christ the head,
基督是头
the church all over this earth,
这个教会是充满了大地
it is a universal man,
那是一个宇宙人
all the spiritual principles of the church,
所有教会里面各种的权柄
were all there,
完全在那里
but is our Lord Jesus,
但是若是我们的主耶稣
on the road to Damascus,
在到路上大马色的路上
when Saul asked the Lord,
跟扫罗问主
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主你要我做什么
And the Lord said, now rise up
主说起来
Go
你去
To the nations
到各地里面去
And preach the gospel
向他们传福音
Open the eyes of the blind 把家人再打开 and bring many into the kingdom of God，
把许多的人带进神的国度。
Now if the Lord will tell Saul directly on the road of Damascus，
如果主在扫罗到大马色的路上这样子告诉他的话，
You know what Saul will do？ 你知
道扫罗会怎么做吗？
Being a man of strong will，
作为一个有非常自己坚强意志的人，
Being a man of action，
是一个 很有行动的人来说，
being an independent person，
是一个非常独立的人来说，
he will immediately rise up and begin to preach the gospel，
他就立刻起来就要到那里传福音，
he will travel to all the world，
他就到世界各地去，
and bring people to the kingdom of God，
就把人带到神的国度里面，
but he will be all by himself，
但是他就会完全靠自己去做，
because he will not need anybody else，
因为他不需要其他的人，
he will be anIndependent person，
他成为一个完全独立的人。
To put it another way，
换句话说
，Even though on the road of Damascus，
即使是到大马色的路上
，He saw that body，
他看见那个身体。
The body is composed of many members，
那个身体呢是充满着各个肢体。
And all the members are interdependent，
每一个肢体都是彼此互相独立的。
Under the head，
在这个元首底下。
But if the Lord is telling what to do directly，
但是如果主直接的告诉他怎么做，
you know Saul will be an independent person，
你知道扫罗就会成为单独的一个人。
He will preach the church，
他会向教会来传。
But he will not live the church life，
但是他不会过教会的生活。
He will be a theory person，
对他来说成为一个理论。
He will not practice to live in the church，
他也不会实践过教会的生活。
And that is the reason why，
这就是为什么。
You find that the Lord will not tell him what to do，
你发现主并不告诉他怎么样做。
And instead，
反而
the Lord will allow a little man to tell him what to do，
神却你是一个小人物告诉他怎么做。
The Lord will tell what he should do to that little man，
神把他自己要他做什么就告诉这个小人物。
let the little man tell him what to do，
让这个小人物告诉他要做什么。
Now brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们，
isn't that wonderful？
这不是很奇妙吗？
Who is Ananias？
谁是亚纳尼亚？
Ananias is a disciple in the master，
亚纳尼亚乃是在大马士里面的一个小门徒。
He was sent by the Lord to Saul，
他乃是由主差遣去见扫罗。
He lay hands on Saul，
他按手在扫罗身上。
Now do you know what lay hands means？
你知道按手什么意思吗？
Lay hands means identification，
按手就是认定指认。
Saul and Ananias were enemies，
扫罗和亚纳尼亚本来是仇敌。
Saul was the persecutor，
扫罗乃是逼迫者。
Ananias was the persecutor，
亚纳尼亚是被逼迫的。
They could not meet each other，
他们两个不能够彼此遇见。
Because if they met，
因为他们若是遇见了，
Ananias will die in the hands of Saul，
亚纳尼亚就会死在扫罗的手中。
But here you find something wonderful happened，
但是这里你发现奇妙的事发生。
These two enemies，
这两个仇敌，
they became brothers，
他们两个成为弟兄。
And Ananias，
亚纳尼亚
representing the church in Damascus，
亚纳尼亚代表大马色的教会。
He laid hands on Saul，
他在扫罗身上按手。
In other words，
换句话说，
He sees Saul into the fellowship of the church，
乃是把扫罗接到教会的交通里面。
The former enemy became a dear brother in the Lord，
在过去他们本来是仇敌，如今却成为弟兄。
So he says Saul brother，
所以他说扫罗弟兄。
Now I wonder when Saul heard he was called brother，
我想当扫罗听到他被称呼为弟兄的时候，
How would he feel in his heart，
在他的心里面是怎样的感受？
Probably his heart will be broken，
也许他的心碎了。
I the persecutor，
我是逼迫者。
By the grace of God，
靠着神的恩典。
That I should be a brother，
我应该就成为弟兄。
That I should be received into the church of God，
我就被接受到神的教会里面。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹，
There is no title more touching than the title brother，
没有比弟兄这个称呼更受人感动。
You know, sometimes we try to call brother Mr. So and so.
你知道有时候我们称呼某某弟兄先生
，or teacher So and so，
或者是某某老师。
But the dearest title is brother。
但是这个名称的称呼是弟兄。
That we are brothers one to another。
我们彼此是弟兄。
We are received into the fellowship of the church。
我们乃是被接纳到教会的交通里面。
Rise up and be baptized。
起来受浸。
And be filled with the Holy Spirit。
然后就被圣灵充满。
And that's what happened to Saul。
这就是扫罗所发生的事。
So instead of being Saul the Pharisee，
所以扫罗本来是法利赛人
，the persecutor of the followers of Christ，
乃是跟随耶稣基督跟随者的逼迫者
，he was transformed，
就有了变化
，and become Paul the Apostle，
他成为扫罗，使徒保罗。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹
，towards the end of his life。
在他末世生命末世的时候
，He could testify before King Agrippa。
他在亚基伯王面前做见证。
He said, King Agrippa。
他说亚基伯王
，I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision。
我并不是背叛天上来的异象。
It is a heavenly vision。
那是天上来的异象。
That explains his life and his ministry。
在那里解释了他的生活和他的侍奉。
It is a heavenly vision。
是那个天上来的意象。
That is his message，
是他的信息。
So you know Paul's message is Christ and the church。
所以你知道保罗的信息是基督还有教会。
His message is Jesus is Lord。
他的信息是耶稣是主。
His message is the church is the body of Christ。
他的信息是教会是基督的身体。
And this body is not only spiritual but also practical。
这个身体不只是属灵的，并且是实际的。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹。
And you'll find his whole life，
你会看见他整个的生命
is involved in the heavenly vision，
是完全在这个主天的意象里面。
Not only he has seen the vision，
不仅仅他看见这个意象，
but the vision became his vocation。
这个意象成为他的职业，
became his very life，
成为他的生命。
He lived under the lordship of Christ。
他在基督的完全里面
，and he lived in a life of fellowship with God。
他也活在和神的子民的交通里面。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹。
Even though he suffered much because of that heavenly vision，
虽然因着天上来的异象，他经受患难
，but he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision。
但是他并没有违背从天上来的异象。
And he considered it as worthwhile。
而他当成这乃是值得的。
My brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹。
This is the vision of Paul。
这是保罗的意象。
And that vision builds the church。
这个意象建造了教会。
What the Lord has shown to Paul，
神对保罗所启示的
，is to be shown to everyone，
也要向我们每一个人启示。
We all need to see this。In our spirit，
我们必须要在灵里面看见这一些。
There in our spirit we meet the risen Lord，
在我们的灵里面，我们要碰见复活的主。
He is not only the crucified one，
他不仅仅是受难的主。
He is the risen Lord，
他也是复活的主。
He is not only the one who humbled himself and be obedient even unto death， the death of the cross。
他不仅仅是顺服谦卑，以致在十字架里面受难而死的。
But he is now ascended above high，
而他如今也升到高天。
He's given a name that is above every name，
他也领受了这比万物、比万民还要高的名。
And to his name every knee shall bow，
在这名圣名底下，万气要起伏。
And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord，
每一个嘴唇都要承认说主耶稣是主。
Now this is the heavenly vision。
这个是天上来的意象。
In the heavenly vision，
在这个天上意象里面
，He also sees what the church is。
他也看见教会是什么。
The church is not an organization，
教会不是一个组织。
The church is an organism，
教会这个有机体。
It is the body of Christ，
是基督的身体。
Whoever touches the body，
凡是去碰这个身体的
，touches the head，
就碰到元首。
The church and Christ are one。
教会和基督是合一的。
And that is the reason why，
这就是为什么。
You find in First Corinthians chapter 12，
在更多前书第十二章里面
verse 12 and 13
第十二十三节，
在同一灵，
说在同一个灵里面
you were baptized into one body，
你乃是受浸到一个身体里面。
Whether Jews or Gentiles，
无论是犹太或者是外邦人。
And you all make a drink of one spirit，
你们乃是共饮一钱。
Even though we are many，
既然我们有很多。
Yet there is one body，
但是却是一个身体。
Even though the body is one，
既然身体只有一个。
There are many members，
却是很多肢体。
So also is the Christ，
而基督就是如此。
You'll find that the bodyAnd the head of
it. 你发现身体和这个头乃是合一成为一体。
The church to Paul,
教会和保罗
is not a theory,
不是一个理论。
The church to Paul is a reality.
教会对保罗来说是一个实际。
He not only preached about the church,
他不仅仅在那里宣扬教会。
He lived the life.
他也过着教会的生活。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
这是天上的意象，
这个是天上的意象。
That God gave to Paul,
是神所给保罗的。
And this is given to all of us,
也给了我们每一个人。
So may the Lord help
us, 希望神帮助我们。
That we too will see the heavenly vision,
我们也一样的看见这天上的意象。
And not only see it,
不仅仅看见而已
but not disobedience
而不违背这个意象，
那个呢
愿神帮助我们，让我们做个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father，
亲爱的天父，
We want to thank you，
我们感谢你
for giving Paul that heavenly vision，
你给保罗天上的意象。
And we want to thank you，
我们要感谢你
that by thy grace，
靠着你的恩典，
He was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他并没有违背这天上来的意象。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We ask that thou too will give us this vision.
我们求主你也一样的给我们这个意象。
That we may see Jesus is Lord.
叫我们看见耶稣是主。
That we may yield ourselves completely to thee.
是我们能够完全倾向于你。
And allow thee to rule over our life.
让您在我们的生活里面做完。
We pray that I will also open our eyes.
我们也求主你开我们的眼睛。
To see that we are not just individuals.
让我们看见我们不单单只是个别的信徒。
We are members in the body of Christ.
我们乃是在基督身体里面的肢体。
We not only belong to thee.
我们不仅仅属于你。
But we belong to one another.
我们也彼此属于对方。
We need one another.
我们也需要对方。
We encourage one another.
我们彼此鼓励。
We love one another.
我们彼此相爱。
We fellowship with one another.
我们彼此要交通。
Oh Lord, do open our eyes.
神啊，求你开我们的眼睛。
That we may be obedient to the heavenly vision.
使我们能够顺服于天上来的意象。
Even though the road may be the way of the cross.
既然这条道路是往十字架的道路。
Lord, we pray that by that heavenly vision.
我们求主靠着这个天上的意象。
We will have the strength to press on to a goal.
是我们有这个力量能够向目标前进，是你的工作得以完成。奉我们主耶稣基督的圣名。